on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
Angus.
Quarters. It's like the triple overlay now of the song.
You need to start singing a bit earlier.
Yes, we'll nail it
tomorrow, mate. I promise you, we will absolutely get it done. Plenty to talk about this morning. Let's start with the Western Derby. I know the joint coaches' press conference is coming up shortly.
Yeah, you know it's Derby week when you've got the two rival coaches sitting side by side, usually in awkward-looking caps. I think they've got rid of those now with the new
sponsor. That's a
shame. I'm not sure we've got the caps anymore. But so that's 8:45 this morning at the stadium. Ross Lyon and Adam Simpson, I'll be racing straight there to get there. And I think the headline act of this press conference this morning is going to be a 36-year-old ruckman who hasn't played in more than a year. So Aaron Sandilands, we touched on it earlier in the week. The Dockers are deadly serious about this. They've got a closed training session today. I think their inclination is to drop Sean Darcy and to bring in both Sandilands and Rory Lobb. And, of course, then they can share out the ruck work and and Sandilands doesn't have to get through a huge amount of game time. So the 50th Derby, we could have an opening bounce of Aaron Sandilands up against Nick Natanui, both with no match fitness. They might just contest the first half and head to the bench, but they're both going to be out there, and I think that would be amazing for
the game
and for the fans. So an issue for Adam Simpson will be how he handles Tom Barras. So clearly he's in their best team. But he hasn't played since round four, so the issue will be just their conditioning people. They set limits on how many minutes they think he should play. Given we've already got Nick Natanui on limited minutes, it just could become slightly complicated, particularly if you copped an injury early in the game. If you have too many blokes on managed time, that can get a bit tricky. But I suspect that Barras would be a punt worth taking. Some other big issues we'll see tonight on the news out of this press conference, I think, will be certainly Andrew Gaff. Should Fremantle fans boo him? I think we know that modern-day footy crowds are inclined to boo players for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
There should be a statute of limitations on how many games after an incident you can boo someone.
This is the first time Fremantle fans have had their chance to get to him. So interesting.
He'll get a bit. I mean, you'd like to think it might not go.
Well, if you're going to boo his every
game,
touch, he actually he gets the most touches of any Eagle this season. He averages 32 a game. So if you're going to set a precedent in the first quarter, you're going to have to continue with that.
Night.
Of course, the winning streak is going to come up. The Eagles looking to equal the all-time record in derbies of 9 in a row, which was set in the first 9 under Mick Malthouse. And then there's some great matchups as well to talk about. So Nat Fyfe has missed the last two derbies, so he certainly will have a big point to prove when he comes back. His usual opponent is Elliot Yeo, and that's usually a cracking matchup. The ruck battle, as we mentioned. And then the other issue is Joel Hamling. Who does he go to, Josh Kennedy or Jack Darling?
Yeah.
So plenty to talk about there.
What's your mail on Ballas?
On Ballas, I think they're genuinely considering him as well, and even did for last week. So, again, they've already got changes to make. I guess the question is how many changes is too many?
Yep.
Wouldn't it be amazing? Aaron Sandilands and Hayden Ballantyne are great mates.
Yeah.
Both coming back for what, if they played, would be their last derby of their careers likely. Yeah. They both look like finishing up, so that would be an incredible story.
Could be a fairy tale.
In the cricket, we shouldn't have worried about England.
No
worries. So, huge win, as you touched on before. So this is the first time England have made the semi-finals of a Cricket World Cup since 1992 in Australia. So been a very long time in between drinks for them. So Johnny Bairstow really led the way, sensational batsman. So he came out earlier this week and had a crack at the English public. He said they don't really support their national teams. They just wait for them to fail and stick the boots in. There was a lot of pressure on him after that, and he's come out and scored 200s to get them through against two of the better teams. So,
arguably their best ever one-day batsman, you reckon, yeah? He'd be right up there.
He's a great batsman, and what form against good opposition to take into the finals. This is falling nicely for Australia, though. So the four teams we know now through to the semis are Australia, India, England and New Zealand. Australia and India are still both with a game to play, and Australia 1 point clear on top. So there's a big incentive now for the Aussies to go very hard and knock off South Africa in the final game on Saturday night, because that would guarantee a top spot regardless of what India does against Sri Lanka on the same day. And then that would give you what you would think is the best semi-final against New Zealand.
Yep.
That's certainly the best route through to the final, you would have thought. So
And just lastly, and quickly, Brad, is Kyrgios and Ash Barty both in action tonight, but hopefully we won't see them overlap.
No, there's some good and bad news for tennis fans. So the huge game, Nick Kyrgios and Rafael Nadal, that's not going to start at the earliest until 11:15 tonight, Perth time. So you're not going to be getting a lot of sleep if you want to watch that one. But the good news is it won't clash this time with Ash Barty. So she's actually the controversial part is she's been relegated to court two. But she will be the first game of the day against Alison van Uytenvaak, and that will start at 6 o'clock tonight, Perth time.
We're in for a treat. Thank you, Braden. We'll let you get to that press conference.